Thank you, Mr. President. My delegation wishes to begin by expressing our appreciation to Australia and Peru coordinators on cooperation assistance for their excellent work. The Laupedia considers that the substantial progress has been made in the implementation of the Convention. These achievements are a result of an enhanced collaboration, cooperation and assistance among state parties, signatory states, supportive states to the Convention, as well as the organizations and stakeholders, including civil society, all of whom have reiterated their strong commitment in achieving the world free from cluster munitions. This positive momentum and mutual support have enabled us to achieve a more effective implementation of the Convention. We therefore believe that cooperation and assistance are key elements to realizing the objectives of the Convention. Mr. President, the cooperation and assistance in the implementation of the Convention in the Laupedia has been undertaken in various forms and through multilateral and bilateral arrangements. In responding to the needs of the people in the country, as well as to enhance national ownership and transparency, the UXO Trust Fund, established just before the first MSP, received contributions amounting more than $34 million over the past 7 years. Recently, the Trust Fund has been replaced by a newly developed government UNDP program entitled Moving Towards Achieving SDG 18, Removing the UXO Obstacles to Development in Laos. It's designed to support National Regulatory Authority and UXO Laos, our national operator, for the next 5 years, supported by various donors. Indeed, this is an important step in achieving SDG 18, and through the implementation of the new National Cluster Munition Survey and prioritization of clearance, the objective of ensuring effectiveness and efficiency of the UXO sector will be met. The project also encompasses the requirements for a more robust and transparent legislative planning and enhanced information system. The program has received generous contributions from Canada, Ireland, Luxembourg, New Zealand, and Republic of Korea, as well as the European Union. On bilateral note, the Lao government has been working closely with the United States, Japan, and Norway to implement the UXO survey and clearance projects. In 2018, this year, the United States plans to allocate $30 million, and a detailed MOU process is being discussed. In addition, Japan has contributed more than $34 million to the UXO sector and conducted a trial project to develop new technology for UXO clearance. Last but not least, Norway had provided financial support in the amount of more than $450,000 to UXO Lao for carrying out UXO clearance operation in Luang Prabang province. In addition, Australia and the UK have expressed their intention to support UXO sector later this year, which is of good news. Mr. President, currently there are more than 13 non-profit and civil society operators being active in the UXO sector, with additional funding support of more than $25 million. In addition, there are 15 national and international commercial operators with more than $10 million of funding. The Laupedia reiterates that cooperation and assistance are essential to the full and effective implementation of the CCM. And in this regard, states parties should continue to adhere to Article 6 of the Convention in helping other state parties to address the problems of cluster munitions. Without continued and increased international support and assistance, meeting the obligation enshrined in the convention will be an uphill task. Once again, taking this opportunity on behalf of the government of the Lao PDR and people, I would like to express our sincere appreciation to all donor countries and partners for your very valuable support and assistance extended to the Lao PDR in addressing the daunting challenges caused by unexploded ordnance. Thank you, Mr. President.